Blog Talk Radio. Tuning into the show, we air live every Sunday evening, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Now, we have a super great show planned out for you guys tonight, but before I get into that, I just want to let you guys know to please make sure that you follow Beauty and Beats on Twitter at Beauty and Beats for You. That's Beauty, the letter N, Beats, the number 4, and the letter U. Also, make sure that you follow Dollhouse Radio at Dollhouse _ Radio. And also, definitely follow me on Twitter at AMR Artistry. And also, don't forget to check us out on the web at www.dollhouseradio.com. So I'm super excited about tonight's show. You know that we always have some goodies in store for you guys. We always have the latest product launches and what's new going on in the beauty world and the fashion world. And today, we're also bringing on a online boutique, shall I say. The owner, April, will be on with us, and she'll be talking about her brand, J-Lux Shootique. So I'm super excited about that, and I hope that you guys, because we've been tweeting about it, I hope you guys have checked out the website. It's really fabulous, so I cannot wait to talk to her about this brand. But before we get to that, I've got Dollhouse Radio announcements for you guys, and then when we come back, we'll get into the show. So here go the announcements, guys.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We air live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dollhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar blog daily. We are looking to showcase the hottest in indie music this year. Interested in getting your music in rotation or having your video featured on our website? Be sure to send your music submissions in to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photos, and your music in MP3 format. Businesses and promoters looking to advertise your brand or event on Dollhouse Radio? Email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at Brian, that's B-R-I-A-N, dollhouseradio@gmail.com. Interested in joining the Dollhouse Radio family? We are looking for an in-studio co-host in the NYC area. Must know pop culture and entertainment gossip. We are also looking for a co-host for Beauty and Beats, airing every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern. Must have lots of personality, have a love for beauty and fashion, knowledge of music culture is a plus. Email dollhouseradio@gmail.com for more information. Got a hot morning show idea? Email your concept to dollhouseradio@gmail.com and you might be the next Dollhouse Radio show on our roster. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Sheree Laree, Nuria Afonso, Heroin, Raphael, Carla Page, Young Peach, and Mila J. Coming this spring, Launchpad Radio returns, hosted by the legendary Ian Burke, and our new show, Truth Front to Back, premieres. Keep up with everything Dalhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at @Dalhouse_radio. And now, back to your program.
Definitely let us know. Give us a call at 646-595-4038. And if you're just now tuning in to Beauty and Beats, we are about to actually get into our interview with April with J Luxuti. And you guys, I've got my co-host on the line with me now, Miss Bianca Moore. Bianca, you there?
Hey.
Hey.
How's it going?
It's going good. How are you, love?
I can't complain.
Yay. I can't either. I was just talking about how happy I am that it's springtime and the weather is beautiful. It's like 75 degrees here, and I'm just super excited. So is it warm there where you are now? Like, is it, like, warm or?
Well, let me tell you, it was okay. Like, the last couple of days, it was okay. And then today, like, I went through my little house on the prairie. I went through the whole house. And turned the heat off because it was getting, you know, nicer. And then
Right. Today
I went back. I had to go back and cut all the heat back on.
Aww.
It's cold. I jumped the gun.
I did it too.
It's not spring.
It's almost spring. It'll be like at the end of this week coming up. But, yeah, I know what you mean. It's actually been great, and I actually turned off my heat, too. And, you know, of course, it's supposed to be, like, in the 50s, like, coming up in the next couple of days. But I'm trying to savor this weather right now.
Well, I was more concerned about my heat bill, but...
She's like, wait a minute.
I hope I get some credit. Yeah, I hope I get some credit for, like, the 2 days it was off. But if not, it's okay.
Oh, gosh. All right. Well, it looks like that our guest is on the line with us. So we're going to get ready and bring in our guest right now. Hi, April. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, ladies.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you guys doing this evening?
We're good.
Can't complain.
Well, that's welcome good to hear. To the I'm glad the weather also is getting warmer, so we're definitely happy here in Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah, that's right. So you get kind of like the similar weather that we have here, like in St. Louis, huh?
Exactly. So we're just happy that it's no snow on the ground. So any little bit of sunshine was great for us today.
Definitely. I agree. I totally agree. Well, welcome to the show, April. We're so happy to have you on.
Thank you. I'm glad that you I just first want to say thank you for even inviting us to speak about JLux Boutique. It's very it's actually an honor for us. You know, we are a new up-and-coming company, so we are very just excited to be on with you guys tonight.
Thank you so much, and we're happy that you came on, and that's what I was kind of talking about earlier on the show, that we definitely want to, you know, showcase the up-and-coming or very new indie brands out there. And I checked out your website, and I was like, this is really nice. And I was like, let me get her on the show and have her talk about it and everything.
I checked it out as well.
Yeah,
and I just want to quick shout it out to everybody so they can follow along with us. I feel like we're in church. Everybody wants to turn their page, too.
Yes. Well, the website is www.jlux, and that's JAELUXE.com.
Okay.
All right, everybody. So go ahead. That's what we're going to be talking about. So you can follow along with us.
Definitely check out the website. And you guys also make sure that you follow JLux on Twitter as well, and that's at JLux Shoes. So definitely make sure that you follow them on Twitter as well. So April,
Yes. Tell
us a little bit more about JLux and everything and the concept behind this brand.
JLux is it's actually a brand that I started when I was on maternity leave. I am an avid shoe and fashion follower. I have tons of shoes, and I just wanted to, you know, after I had my daughter, I'm like, I don't want to go back to work. You know, I want to spend every waking moment with her, so what could I do to turn something I have a passion into a business? So I have been playing around with the idea of starting my own brand, but, you know, she got me into tunnel vision. She had me so focused that I actually started the brand and got everything together, and we launched in May. And my daughter is Jayliana, so I actually had a different name for the company, but after she came, she just put me in the gear. Like, you know, I just was so focused. So I actually changed the name to J-Lux because I wanted a luxury brand for, you know, that has affordable and, you know, luxury shoes for everyday women because
right.
especially I think the black women, you know, not to single anyone out, but I know that a lot of the times other brands do not focus on the black market and the black dollar and how we will spend mm-hmm. our money for, you know, nice products. So I wanted something that we could have our own, something that's luxurious, something that has great customer service, something that can be just as good as another brand, but it can actually be for women of all colors, all sizes, and all facets of life. So that's kind of the background behind J-Lux. It is something that one day I'm going to pass along to my daughter, and hopefully that she can carry the brand. But it started off with just shoes. Right now, we for our kind of our introductory to spring, we just started selling clothing. And we're mm-hmm. basically going to have, you know, continue to have purses, accessories. We're just going to have a lot of pretty much your one-stop shop for, you know, if you want to go out to dinner, you want to go out to the club, or if you just want to come in and treat yourself to a nice pair of shoes, we're going to have all of those types of things for you.
Nice, nice. And I love that you said that your daughter inspired this. And if anyone is actually listening to the show online, we have in the, I guess, photo reel of the show, you can actually see a picture of her. She's absolutely adorable.
Thank you. Thank you. We saw that, and I saw that picture. I'm like, oh my gosh, that was her first birthday photo shoot. JJ is that call. She's definitely following in my footsteps. You know, she's a diva. As you can see in the picture, she, you know, that whole photo shoot setup, that was all about her. So it's definitely fun, you know, kind of when shoes come in, trying on shoes with her, and she just loves every moment of it, and she's, you know, she's only 15 months old, so.
Oh, that is so sweet. So I see that the company is very new, and I think that's great. I think you guys are off to a great start, and you have some really nice products. How is balancing motherhood as well as being a business owner? How is that for you?
It is something to get used to, but I will say this. I do have, you know, I am the owner and the founder of the company, but I actually have someone on my team that I would like to shout out. Her name is Tara Jackson. She came on to help J-Lux last year. She's basically helped fill in those steps that, you know, I can't do everything. She's always looking for new opportunities for us locally and, you know, and nationally, and she's just been a great asset to the team, and she doesn't always get that recognition, and I do want to let everyone know that, you know, I do have help. I'm not a one-woman team. She has basically, she's put that confidence in me to trust her with my business, and I'm very grateful for her, so I did want to shout her out, but it's definitely a challenge, you know, having, trying to balance that, but, you know, I do have a support system. I have my fiance that helps me with the business. I have, you know, I have Tara, and I have family and friends that are very supportive of J-Lux, and we're basically trying to just build this brand together and build it in a consistent way that it is something, because I feel that a lot of the businesses that are showcased on Facebook and Instagram, people just know them as Instagram businesses. You know, they don't have the customer service. They ship the packages to you whenever. You know, we don't do that. We have a standard 5 to 7 day shipping. But, you know, if your order comes in today, we're going to try to get it out today. Most of our customers get their packages within 2 to 3 business days because we use priority shipping unless they are, you know, wanting an overnight or something. But we don't take anyone's business for granted, and I think that's how we've been so successful. So just definitely treating our customers, you know, like we treat everyone like they are spending their hard-earned money on us like we would want to be treated. So I think doing that has helped us to be successful, and just remembering why we started this brand has definitely helped to kind of do the balancing act, because it does get tiring because you are doing a lot of the legwork by yourself. But I think just kind of keeping that vision in line, knowing that we are going to be a national brand at some point in time. So just keeping that vision in mind has definitely helped us balance.
Well, I think that's great, and I definitely love the professionalism because, like you said, there are a lot of indie brands out there, and sometimes that is definitely a quality that they lack is the professionalism because they're, I guess, they're not just a major brand, and, you know, I'm not sure if they figure, you know, they don't have to go by those same standards, but I do love the
right.
fact that, you know, you guys definitely put a focus on customer service, and that's a great thing. So shout out to you guys for that. That is awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. We try to please everybody.
Yeah. So now are you guys just online, or do you actually have, like, a local storefront in Ohio?
I'm glad that you asked that because that's our next move. You know, we are growing, and currently we are now on just strictly online, but we actually are looking for storefronts to actually have a flagship store because a lot of people have asked us, you know, do you have an actual store? That's what we're working on now. So hopefully the next time we speak with you ladies, we can actually say, hey, we have a physical location. So if you're ever in, you know, Columbus, Ohio, you can definitely come in and meet us in person and see what type of wonderful items we have.
Awesome, awesome. That is great. So
speaking of your wonderful items. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry, Angie.
Oh, no, that's okay. Go ahead, Bianca, because I know I've been, like, hogging the questions here. Did you have a question?
Speaking of your wonderful items, I have to ask, what sets your products apart from, like, other Instagram boutiques and things like that? Because I made the mistake one time and one time only. I ordered something, and it was like a do-rag. That's
mm-hmm.
what it felt like. It was a jumpsuit, and it felt like I thought it was just like a couple do-rags stitched together. It was horrible, and there was nothing I could really do about it except for I was asking what separates
your question.
Yeah, what separates your items as far as quality from the other, like, Instagram boutiques? Because, like,
well, I can definitely. Yeah, and you know what? Like I was saying earlier, I actually am mainly, you know, between me and Tara, we are the ones that actually reply to all of the messages on Instagram. And as you
mm-hmm.
can see, sometimes I'm up at 4 or 5 in the morning replying to customers, whether it's thanking them for a comment or whether it's saying, hey, how did you like your item? I'm definitely involved with that. But as far as the shoes, we strictly buy our products from the brand owner. For example, a lot of our new products are from Lust for Life. They are a new company that actually, the two designers actually came from Ziggy NY, and they launched their own brand. And we were one of the first shoe-tiques or boutiques to actually house their new products. So we actually get our products straight from the designer as far as shoes because we do not want, you know, we don't want any cheap or bad materials that we are selling to customers. And as far as clothing, like for right now, since we are, you know, starting to launch the clothing, we actually get our products in and test them and feel them and make sure that they are of quality before we actually send them out. I only buy a limited stock before I can test it. And if it's something that I feel is of quality, then I'll restock it or I'll, you know, I'll buy a bigger supply. But I know personally I'm very particular about what I put on my body, and I would not want my brand or my name to be associated with anything that's cheap or that is not of the quality. So that's something that I separate. That's kind of how we separate ourselves. But in addition, we actually accept returns. We are not that, you know, final sale, you don't like it, it's tough cookies. We don't do that. Because, you know, you have to keep in mind that people are buying online. They might not, the size might not fit or, you know, the color may be off. So we do allow exchanges. You know, there's a limited time for that. We allow 30 days. But we don't try to get people, you know, to spend their money and say, you know what, oh, well, you don't like it or it wasn't of quality. That's your, you know, that's your loss. We don't do that. So I think this, the fact that we accept returns, it's, you know, that separates us because a lot of people are happy that we even do that because we know how it is to shop online. So
right. I think that's good, too. We were just talking about a couple weeks ago about, you know, businesses starting up and, you know, not kind of doing the research on different products. And I was speaking of someone that I knew in particular who was actually, you know, wanting to do a clothing line, and, you know, I was having a conversation. I was just telling her, you know, make sure you research and, you know, where you get the clothing from, because there's a lot of, you know, places out here. You know, a lot of people will go and they'll just resell stuff that they get from these places that
exactly.
have clothing from Asia or something like that.
Exactly.
So I think that's great that you guys directly get your stuff from the designer, and that is super important. So that is awesome.
Yeah, it's definitely a good idea to research it. You know, go to anyone that is aspiring to do anything, whether it's in shoes or clothing or even people that are selling hair. You know, you actually have to use these products and test them out before you sell them to someone else. You know, go to trade shows and go to different pop-up shops and speak with your customers to see how they are enjoying your product, because it's one thing to just sell it, but if you're not getting that, I would rather have a repeat customer than a new customer, because I know that repeat
right.
customer is going to come back. They're going to spend money. They're going to enjoy the brand, and they're also going to tell 10 other friends how much they love their shopping experience with me versus someone new that comes in. If they don't like their experience, they're going to also tell 10 people, but they're going to give me negative marketing. So I definitely think it's important to please the people that are actually supporting you, because you are a new business and they don't have to do it. So.
Right. That is true. I love that you are so business oriented, April. I love that. That is great.
Well, I appreciate. I'm a graduate with my MBA. You know, I graduated undergrad from The Ohio State University, and I have my master's in business. And my mother was a businesswoman, and
mm-hmm.
my mother does not play when it comes to business. She's been teaching us since we were little about, you know, getting your credit together, and so it's definitely something that's been instilled with me. And kind of to go back about the company, the reason that I want to be business oriented and pass something down to my daughters, because a lot of us don't have generational wealth in our Black communities.
Yes.
We don't have that, and I want to pass something down to my daughter and my grandkids so that, you know, they don't have to have a struggle when they want to grow up, and, you know, maybe they don't want to go to college, or maybe they want to start their own business. They have something to fall back on. So it's definitely something that's been passed down to me.
That is awesome. I definitely applaud you for that. That is wonderful. Bianca, did you have any other questions that you wanted to ask?
No, I think she's been very informative.
Well, I wanted to ask
something from you guys.
Sure.
If you guys can actually send us your contact information, we would like to send you some, you know, some JLux apparel, some T-shirts. We actually got some new. We have a lot of our, like on the site, we have our, you know, bags and no BS tees and our no fun tees. So we have some T-shirts that we'd like to send you. So if you can send us your address and your sizes, that way we can send you some, you know, custom JLux shirts, get you guys Lux approved on the JLux team, and hopefully you'll love them.
We will definitely do that.
Awesome.
I'm super excited. I was actually on the website today as well, April, and I was just like, okay, yeah, I'm getting that. So I'm super excited.
Yeah, we're going to send you guys something. We just appreciate the support, so
thank
no
you.
No problem. Well, thank you so much. And, April, I definitely make sure that you keep in touch with us and everything. Anything new,
we will
definitely like to continue to promote for JLux on the show. And is there anything exciting coming out for spring that customers could look forward to?
Definitely look for shoes with pops of color. We've actually got some new items that are coming. We have a lot of new clothing items that are coming too. So just definitely, I would say the best way to know about our items is follow us on Instagram at JLuxShoeTique. And we're on there daily, and, you know, we are definitely interacting. So if you have any questions or concerns, you could even text the number in the bio, because, like I said, that comes straight to us, and we are replying all day. So definitely keep in touch, because we have a lot of new items coming.
All righty. That sounds awesome. Well, April, I thank you so, so much for coming on to the show. I would love to have you on again. So definitely.
Absolutely.
All righty. Well, thank you so much. I'm going to
thank you, ladies.
Out.
You guys have a good evening.
You too, April.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You guys, that was April from JLux Boutique. I hope you guys got a chance to hear that entire interview, make sure that you check out their website again at www.jlux.com. Also, make sure that you check out JLux Shoutique on Instagram as well, and also follow them on Twitter at JLux Shoes. I can't talk today, guys. But make sure that you check them out. April, I love a business who has a business owner that is very professional, and that I appreciated that so much about April, and that was just a great interview. So, you guys, really quickly, we're going to go ahead and go to another quick break. When we come back, we'll get into what's new in beauty for you guys. So we're going to go ahead and get into this new Kanye West joint. This is called All Day.
All day, nigga. Yeah. Hey. Hey. All day, nigga. How long you niggas ball? All day, nigga. How much time you spent at the mall? All day, nigga. How many runners do you got on call? All day, nigga. Swish. How long they keep you in call? All day, nigga. Take you to get this fly? All day, nigga. Tell your P.O. You been high? All day, nigga. Now already know I'm safe from the shot. All day, nigga. Top, 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 top. All day, nigga. This shade, nigga. Shopping for the winner and the checks made, nigga. Ball so hard, man, the shit crazy, nigga. He ain't getting money that you got eight figures. But at Jesus Peace, man, I been say, nigga. Just talked to FedCon at Sensei, nigga. Told him I been on 10 since the 10th grade, nigga. Got a middle finger longer than the 10, baby, nigga. I don't let them play with me. I don't let them talk to me no kind of way. They better watch what they say to me. Niggas still getting popped on the day to day. Yeah, I still got the 100 with a small face, nigga. Might spend 50 racks in my off day, nigga. You a fake Denzel like the all say, nigga. If you're running to me, better have off say with you. You a Rico Suave, nigga. Ride around, listen to Sade, nigga. If you ain't with us, you an our way, nigga. You a actor, you should be on Broadway, nigga. Did you do shit to Broadway, nigga? Your bitch got an ab on my Broadway sticker. Late for the class in the hallway, nigga. You the dropout at it as always, nigga. As always. All day, nigga. All day, nigga. How long you ball? All day, nigga. How much time you spent at the mall? All day, nigga. How long it take you to get the fly? All day, nigga. Take your P.O. How long you been high? High? All day, nigga. Post some here and for my niggas that died. All day, nigga. And I keep a bad bitch on the patch of the side. All day, nigga. Now already know I'm safe for the shower. All day, nigga. Chop. All day, nigga. I can do this all day, boy. Woo! I'm finna turn this bitch out. Any day, yay, in the streets, boy. It been a motherfucking draft. Don't really matter what I made, boy. Woo! You know I still go wild. Wild. Like a light-skinned slave, boy. Woo! We in the motherfucking house. Right now. Looking real stuff right now. I swear I've been on the slide. Like, I'm off right now. Super niggas getting money for a stump right now. Shout out to Jackie Chan, I need to stunt right now. They be looking at the gram, I be looking at the Grammys like, huh, that sucks right now. Right now. 24-7, 365 days, day by getting paid. Go crazy. Niggas looking at me like I'm worth both them J's. People saying, yeah, yeah, take it easy. 20 G's for the Yeezys off of eBay. Niggas do the most and they ain't done shit. Only way I can sum it up, some bitch.
All right, guys, that was Kanye West with All Day. I'd like to know how you guys like that track as well. That's a new one from Kanye West. If you're just now tuning into the show, you are tuned in to Beauty and Beats here on Thou House Radio. You just missed a great interview with April, owner of JLux Shoutique. I have tweeted out on Twitter. Make sure that you follow her on Instagram and Twitter. Also, make sure that you check out the website. We are back now, and we are about to get ready to get into some what's new in beauty for you. Make sure that you If you have any comments or anything, you can give us a call at 646-595-4038. Again, that's 646-595-4038. So, B, what's going on? Have you tried anything new this week in the beauty department? You got any of your fabulous beauty tips?
No,
like how to make
I
your
didn't.
Body glisten or something?
You know, I'm looking for this stuff from, what is it, from Victoria's Secret. They have this body glow, and like,
mm-hmm.
it hides blemishes, but it's only sold seasonally, so I can't find it right now. They don't have it. I keep searching high and low for it, but they don't have it.
Oh, did you check, like, do you normally buy online?
No, both, like the mall and online, but.
Oh, wow.
I check both, and I've been checking religiously both, and I can't buy that.
Oh, no. It'll pop up. I'm going to put you on the prayer list for the body glow. All righty. Well, I just have a couple of things new in beauty. So one of the first things is, of course, Rihanna. You know Rihanna. When it comes to beauty, she just pops up everywhere. So Rihanna is the new face of Dior, you guys. Now, I read the article. This was actually in the CBS Beauty News that Rihanna is representing Dior. However, a spokeswoman for Dior would not comment any further on Rihanna's new involvement with the company. So they're not really releasing that exactly what she's doing for Dior. We know she's representing Dior. We don't know what product or anything. So apparently the spokesperson says that company policy does not allow her to be publicly named right now. So I guess you guys can just look forward to her showing up pretty soon for the line Dior. So I'm excited to see what's in store. I'm sure it will be fabulous. Anytime Rihanna is the face of a brand or something, it does really, really well. So hopefully this will be great as well. Now for my makeup lovers. Now you guys, I don't know if everybody knows who this is. The Missy Lynn palette is available at BH Cosmetics. Now, I don't know if everyone knows about BH Cosmetics. If you don't, you probably have been hiding under a rock. BH Cosmetics is a cosmetic brand. They have really great products, and they're not ridiculously expensive, which is why a lot of people happen to like them. I have purchased products from BH Cosmetics. I probably have about 6 of their eyeshadow palettes just because I'm obsessed with makeup and probably need an intervention, but that's neither here nor there. I'm just saying, BH Cosmetics has a lot of great products, and they are affordably priced. Now, Missy Lynn is a famed YouTuber, and I don't know if you guys are not familiar with Missy Lynn. She actually goes by Start to Finish MUA on YouTube. I have been watching her videos for years, and she has actually, she's grown so much. Not only has she grown, but, I mean, she's involved in so many things now, and so now she has a eyeshadow palette that was, the colors were handpicked by her and everything. So it is available now on BH Cosmetics, and you guys know that I had to order a palette because that's what I do. I ordered a palette. It is 2 to 3 weeks wait time right now because there have been so many orders for this palette that it's like on back order. So I'm just telling you guys, if you're interested in getting this palette, that right now it is on back order and you probably are going to be waiting like me for 2 to 3 weeks. So just wanted to let you know that. However, the colors are absolutely gorgeous and there are a lot of versatile looks. And not that this really matters. Missy Lynn is definitely a woman of color. So these colors not only, they complement all skin tones, is basically what I'm trying to say, especially women of color if you were worried about those things. So I just wanted to let you know about that palette. Now, Bianca, have you tried any of the BH Cosmetics products?
No, I pretty much stick to my same old. I don't venture out too often.
Oh, my gosh. I'm just have to see and be some stuff. She's just going to get, like, this huge box, and there's just going to be all kinds of stuff. So it's probably going to be sitting there until I go visit her and then be like, hey, would you please wear this? But I'm just saying. Well, I think VH Cosmetics is a great line. If you guys have not tried it out there, I think that you should try it. I think that if you are a makeup artist starting out and you're looking to get, you know, product now that doesn't cost an arm and a leg, because I've already said this before, the struggle is real when you are trying to get started with makeup artistry and you have to buy the products, and the products are not cheap. So I recommend definitely going to BH Cosmetics. They have blush palettes. They have concealer palettes, eyeshadow palettes. They've got lipstick, lashes, everything. I'm not particularly a fan of the lashes, but, you know, I'm just saying, as a start-out product, and their shadows and lipsticks and things are pigmented, nice quality, that is a good route for you to go. You can check them out at www.bhcosmetics.com. So I wanted to make sure that I let you guys know that. In addition, since we are talking about makeup, Physicians Formula is launching argan oil makeup. So I think that's interesting. Not sure how I feel about that. But, you know, hey, I'm trying to figure out, you know, what's, this product is supposed to do, but according to Physicians Formula,
argan oil is not good for your face. I'm gonna tell you that from experience, because that's all I use in my weave, and my weave touch my face, and then my face breaks out.
See, Physicians Formula sales just went down.
I don't think argan oil is safe for your face.
Oh, my God. Well, according
I'm
to
think
the
maybe they should just say from the makers of argan oil and leave it at that, because I don't want it. Like, I already know that. I could just co-wash my weave, and I put the argan oil in it, and 2 days, like 2 seconds later, boom. That stuff is no good for your skin. None whatsoever. Not good at all.
So, oh my God, you guys, so according to Physicians Formula, it says that it is 100% pure argan oil. It's known as liquid gold. It is an ancient beauty secret that's rich in conditioning benefits that improves the skin's brightness, tone, texture, and elasticity. Now, Bianca, are you sure this is 100% pure argan oil? Without all the extra additives, yes.
For what I'm paying, I'm 100% sure. I'm 110% sure. And if not, I need to talk to somebody, because something's not right.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, man. So maybe it doesn't work, like, you know, if your hair touches the skin and it's in there. But it may not be bad if they, you know, have formulated it in a certain product. It says that it has glow renewing benefits. So we'll see what happens. But this is supposed to help smooth fine lines, brighten dull skin, and renew suppleness, and help to enhance the skin's youthful glow without feeling greasy or leaving a greasy feel or finish on the skin. So from the photo that I saw that they did, it looks like they had maybe some bronzers or blushes that were part of this new argan oil collection. So I'm curious to see how that's going to work out. Whenever I think of argan oil, I'm just thinking oily. So I don't know. That's what I think. That's what I see in my mind. Like when you're putting on bronzer or blushes that have argan oil in it. So I'm not sure about that, but I do like some of Physicians Formula products. So I'm not going to rule it out. If you have sensitive skin, you may not want to do it. Bianca's had a bad experience now with this argan oil on the skin. So, I don't know. I guess try it at your own risk, people. Bianca said you have been warned. Oh, God. So, if anybody is looking for a new fragrance, Marc Jacobs is getting ready to launch a new fragrance called Mod Noir. It's in a very beautiful classic black and white bottle, very nice. I have not smelled it yet. I think that it is finally out in stores, or it's going to be really soon. I am a fragrance person. I love anything and everything that smells good. So I probably will be going to check it out, and when I do, I will let you guys know what I think about it. Or if you check it out before I do, can you please call into the show Sunday, anytime during the show, and let me know what you thought about this fragrance. Again, it's Maude Noir by Marc Jacobs. And then I have something else here. Look at me. So I've been on the net. I'm on Instagram, and I probably follow so many people that's in the beauty industry, particularly a lot of different makeup artists. So this is really cool. I don't know if you guys have heard of, he's on Instagram as Mac Daddy. His name is Angel Marino, and he is a celebrity pro makeup artist. And, of course, you guys, I'm pretty sure you've heard that, you know, the makeup artists, they go touring and they teach classes and things. Well, Angel Marino actually has put up videos on his website. These videos basically show you the techniques that he teaches in his master classes that he typically charges $250 for per person per class. And you can actually see these videos for $19. Now, I will say this, because when it is advertised on Instagram, it says for $19 you can see these videos. For $19 a month, it's a subscription, you can see these videos that he teaches at his class and posts out there. So I just wanted to make that clear so you guys are like, oh, $19, I'm going to get to see all these videos. For $19 a month, you'll get to see the videos. I will say that the videos have, you learn a lot. There's a lot of great technique involved in them. But if anyone is interested in checking them out, do know that it's a subscription, and you can check it out at angelmarinolive.com. So I will tweet it out there for you guys. Go ahead, hon.
I saw something like that, too, on my Instagram. I don't know who it was because I don't know. But that seems to be the new makeup artist hustle. Like, you know, doing the lessons online. And then it was, like, $15 for, like, the hour class. And then if you wanted, like, a one-on-one, that was, like, $25 or something. And I was like, wow, that's a hustle.
I have to say this for the makeup artists are hustling, and they're getting creative with how they make money. And I'm about to tap into all of this stuff, too, because I'm not going to get left behind. But I'm just saying they are like making money. They're getting their hustle on. And so many people are interested in knowing how to put on makeup and what to do and how to get the whole Kim Kardashian highlight and contour and all of that good stuff. And, you know, what products to use, what products not to use, what tools to use. And, yeah, so it's so funny that, you know, they are, but that is, like, the new hustle. People are really into that. And so I have a couple of ideas and things I have been working on as well on my side. So that's coming, you guys. It's hard work. It really is. But, anywho, definitely check those out if you guys are interested. He really is going through and showing you guys everything that he does. Because it's hard, you know, when you're an aspiring makeup artist and you're coming up, it takes you a while to learn different techniques, what products work here, what doesn't work here, and those types of things. So when you have the opportunity to learn, like, techniques and stuff without spending years trying to figure it out, you know, I guess it's worth paying the money for it. So just wanted to tell you guys about that. I have not tried any new products lately, Bianca, but there's a lot of new cosmetic brands and things coming up. So I am going to be over the next couple of weeks trying to save my little coins and buy a little something from each of these different little places that I have come across.
Well, you know what I never did? I haven't done yet. And it doesn't cost anything. So I don't know what I'm waiting for. The Birch Box.
Oh, I haven't either.
And I meant to do it. I remember we spoke about it a long time ago, but I saw on social network somewhere, I feel like such a believer. I saw it. It's on social network. It's true. But, no, I saw, like, they had, like, a little commercial or whatever, and, you know, the girl was opening her Birch Box. And because what it is, for people that don't know, is I think it's, like, $10 or $25 a month, and they send you a box filled with you know, cosmetics and,
right.
you know, with beauty products. And she was the girl opened hers, and the things that were inside, I was shocked. You know what I mean? It was, like, lip stain and primer and all types of different things.
Right.
And I was like, wow, that's pretty good for, I don't forget if it was either $10 or $25, but for whatever the cost was, it was, I felt as though, wow, that was worth it just for the one box alone. So I don't know if anybody has done it, call in and let us know what it, you know what I mean? What did you get inside your box?
Yeah.
Or if you do it, call in and let me know when you do it. But hopefully I do it first because I keep forgetting to sign up.
But, you know, and that's, like, cool, too, because that's another thing that's on the rise. These little, you know, subscription things or whatever where you can get, like, the monthly beauty box of stuff. My friend, like, tweeted me this morning, and she was like, Ipsy has given her life. I was like, oh, Lord. But, you know, Ipsy is pretty cool. I know a lot of people who have subscribed to Ipsy and who actually love it. So that's another big thing that's moving forward in the beauty industry. So we need a subscription service, Bianca. I don't know what we are going to be giving people, but we need to get on it. Get on it. You might get a little bit of everything in this subscription. But anyway... So, yeah, we need to definitely get on that. But it's so funny. I thought about you today, Bianca, because, you know, we talked about last year about Gucci launching their cosmetic line. And we talked about how you were not going to pay all that money, pay all that money to get that product.
Absolutely not.
So I have not seen, like, any big campaign about it lately. So today I was like, you know what, let me check out the website and see what's going on. So they have officially launched this cosmetic collection and everything. I am going to suck it up and I am going to purchase some stuff. So, okay, here's the deal, you guys. Y'all.
I hope Boss Lady hear this show. This is called dedication. We thought she was a good employee, but this right here is dedication.
I am going to actually purchase some products. Now, look, you guys.
And I want everybody to know. I just need our listeners to know this is why you need to tune in. We don't have a budget. We don't have a show budget. You know, this doesn't come out of the petty cash account or anything like that. This is her hard-earned cash coming out of her pocket so she can come back and bring it to you live and direct. You know what? I'm going to make a GoFundMe.
Yes, we need
that's
that.
That's what I'm going to do.
I'm going to need to GoFundMe to help fund my money when I finish buying this product because, oh, my gosh. So I went on there, but I said, you know what? I could probably swing a couple of things. Now, look, you guys, I will say this. When I come to you to review these products, it will probably be a month from now because it's probably going to take me that long to get enough products to say, okay, this, you know, I can officially give you feedback on these. The eyeshadows are right. Okay, first let me go here. The packaging is super cute. It is cute. I mean, it would be nice sitting on your little dresser or in your little beauty room or something. The packaging is cute. It's all black and gold and fancy and all of that good stuff. The colors, the eyeshadow colors and things.
But what can you do with the packaging after? Does it serve any purpose after? Can you use it as gift wrap? Is it?
See, I don't know. I'm not really sure. The only thing I could see that you could possibly do, and I doubt that they even give you this option, because, you know, with MAC, you can take, like, your empty tubes and stuff like that and then get you, like, some discounts on some products and stuff like that, save your empty lipstick containers and all that and go back and get you, like, a free lipstick or something like that. So, you know, you get something for actually saving these things. But I don't know exactly about Gucci, like if you take the product back, will they like give you like a free eyeshadow or something? I don't know.
Yeah, because so, I don't know. Yeah. I don't care if the packaging is pretty or not. I never understood that, why companies put so much effort in making a nice package. Because I'm going to open it and throw it away.
Oh,
I don't
God.
Even save, like, for the empty containers with Mac. I don't save it because I hate having empty stuff just sitting around. It drives me crazy. Because it's not like if you just bring one back. You know what I mean? You got
to
let these things
right.
sit.
You have to bring a couple, right. That's true.
Yeah.
That is absolutely
I don't like
true.
That.
I agree with you on
unsanitary.
That.
So. Okay, back to your Gucci. I'm sorry.
So I went on the site though, you guys, and I checked out the actual eyeshadows. They actually have some beautiful color eyeshadows. They are gorgeous. They have some beautifully colored lipstick. So I am curious to try the products. So basically, the reason I'm trying these products out for you guys is because the eyeshadows retail at like $34 an eyeshadow, and the lipsticks retail at about $39 a lipstick. So, it's pretty.
That's
cheap.
Ridiculous.
It's pretty cheap.
This is plain old ridiculous.
I knew that Gucci was going to price these ridiculously because it's Gucci. Oh, excuse me, you guys. This is actually, the eyeshadows are actually $37 in eyeshadow. Mm. $37 in eyeshadow. And the lipsticks are $39. Let me get my prices right. $39 for the lipstick, $37 for the eyeshadow. The lip lacquers or lip gloss are $32. Wait, and I've got to see how much this lip liner is. The lip liner is $32 for a lip liner. I know.
Do they ever
want
to come out of the 30s and maybe do something for $20?
Like,
why is everything 30?
So I'm curious. I haven't even checked to see, like, exactly what are – Is there something special in the eyeshadow? I don't know. So that's why I am going to purchase some products. I might have to do one thing a week, you guys. But I'm going to have to, like, I'm going to check it out and let you guys know if I think that the quality of the product is worth $37 or $39. Because I'm thinking for $37 and $39, the lipstick should not bleed. It should never lose color. It shouldn't rub off on anyone else. The eyeshadow should never
crease. I want somebody to come home with me and help me put it on every day. For that. What about, do they have foundation?
Let me see here. Let's see. Let's look at the face. Let's see if we have foundation. Come on, Gucci. Oh, they do. They do have foundation. So first they have the Silk Priming Serum Base. So they have a priming serum for you guys to apply before your foundation. And then they have the Gucci Lustrous Glow Foundation. Oh, my gosh. Wait, you guys. Okay. The foundation, I'll let you guess how much it is.
$57.
The foundation is $65, you guys. Now, I don't know if I'm going to get this foundation, you guys, because I just really can't bring myself to. I can do 30-something, but $65, I'm not
now,
quite
how many
convinced
different,
yet.
Do they have an array of colors as far as, like, the foundation, or do they have it? Is it basic?
I would say
what I'm looking at
right now.
Is it nude, brown, and black?
You know, yeah, it's looking like that. Let me see here. They have 12 colors. So what I am noticing about the foundation that I'm not a fan of is that there are 12 colors, but let me see here. Well, I don't know. You could probably mix and match and I'm not sure that it's
gold.
Oh,
they're gonna buy two.
They have some colors. I'm trying to think. I'm just not convinced that the shades go as deep as they should go. They do have a pretty deep color shade, but I mean, we have like women of color that are a lot deeper than this deepest shade. So I'm not really sure how well that will go over.
Oh, so you're saying they're discriminating? Is that what you're saying?
That I did not say that. I'm just saying, you know, that's like an issue we sometimes run
into. So you're saying
that
they're racially biased?
Oh, God.
Is that what you're getting at, Angie?
That's
I'll
not
say
what
it.
I
you don't have to say it, but I'll say it.
I think the range does look like it goes from like fair skin to deep skin, but I think that they could probably go a little bit deeper with some of their colors. With $65,
$65,
curious to know.
I feel like they did it intentionally. I feel like that's as high as they think the color that has anything past that color don't have $65 is what they're basically saying.
Oh, my God. Gucci,
that's basically what they were trying
to say. Customer base just went down. So they say that the Lustrous Gold Foundation is expertly crafted to create the signature Gucci finish. It says that each drop of formula contains a precise ratio of luminous oil, powders, and polymers. They say
Hold on, wait. The Gucci finish that we all know, is that what it said? Like the Gucci finish that we're accustomed to or something like that?
Right, that's what it said. The signature Gucci finish, as if we know
what
that
is. What is the signature Gucci finish? I was going to say they've been out for 2 days. What's their signature? I've never seen anybody in Gucci makeup
it says it's a radiant complexion with a soft glow.
Do they have somebody there made up in it? I got to go on their website. I need to see what they look like.
Wait, but that's the thing. There's no picture of anyone that's actually wearing it on the site.
They couldn't afford that yet. They need a couple people to buy some of the makeup.
Oh, my goodness. So I was all in for purchasing some of the eyeshadows and lipsticks. Now, I have to think about this whole foundation thing because I don't know about paying
$65. Well, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to do what I do best and go to, I guess I'll probably have to go to, like, Bloomingdale's and get my face done, you know, and tell them I want to try the Gucci makeup and
yeah.
I'm going to take a picture and post it.
That's a good point.
I'm not buying nothing.
Yeah, I'm not going to buy, like,
I'm
going to
make sure that the sales lady get her commission, and I'm going to buy myself a MAC lip gloss, a lip glass, for $12.
So I get a lip gloss,
After she done put, like, $700 worth of makeup on me, I'm going to ask her, do you have the clear lip glass by MAC? The one for
$12? I'll get that. Right.
Yeah,
I'll get
that. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
So that
God.
Way it wasn't all in vain after she used the $700 worth of product on my face. I'm going to get a $12 lip gloss from MAC.
Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, I agree. I will definitely probably try the foundation in stores, but I am going to purchase some of the eyeshadows and lipstick, and I'll create my own look and see what I like about it because I'm curious to find out the texture of this eyeshadow, whether it creases or not, if the pigmentation is there and all of that good stuff. Because if you're not going to get a quality product for that amount of money, there's no reason to go and purchase that. That's crazy. But, yeah, so.
How much quality can you, understand what I mean? Like, I don't care if it gives you a flawless, it's just not worth it at some point. It's just. I mean, if I still need primer, I still need to do all the things that I would normally do to put on any other makeup. If this was like a one-stop shop, like a just, you know what I mean? I can just throw it on, no problem. I don't need a primer. I don't need it's already blended. You know what I mean? I don't have to put on five different eyeshadows or anything like that.
If I could do that, then yeah, it would be fine. But if I still have to do all the same things I had to do yesterday for more money, that this doesn't make sense.
Yeah, this is so, oh my gosh. Yeah, the
pricing. And then that's the thing too, like, it makes me giggle when companies advertise like the long extended wear eyeshadow, or you know what I mean, you don't get the creases or whatever. But regardless, if your makeup is flawless, 3 hours from now you still touch it up.
Yep.
If you look in the mirror, you will still find something to touch up.
That is so true. They look, and they've also created
a brush line.
Yes. They've also created a brush line to go with these products.
Wow.
The thing is, it's like, and that's crazy. And the brushes, I think the cheapest brush is $35. Hold on, let me make sure.
Oh, you know what? That's what I meant to tell everybody. Now, speaking of brushes and makeup and all this high-priced makeup, I was in Rite Aid the other day. Yes,
mm-hmm.
Rite Aid. The drugstore Rite Aid. And they had a really good sale on makeup. I got a few lip glosses from,
mm-hmm.
what is it, Radiant?
Oh.
That one's called Radiant. And then
is
I got
Black
a couple from, yeah, Black Radiance and Black Opal. And they had buy one, get one half off on, like, Maybelline and Revlon.
Nice.
What else? But, and then they had, like, brushes that were on sale, but it was already cleared out. And I was too lazy to drive to, like, another Rite Aid to try to see if they had, you know what I mean? But
yeah, I know what you mean.
I don't know. If you have a 24-hour Rite Aid, you might want to jump one over there.
Hey,
they had the brushes for, like, 75% off. And they were the natural ones, the natural, Bare Naturals or something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice. Oh, you know what? Now, if you said that and you said Bare Naturals, I was thinking about it. Eco Tools. They have great brushes. I just want to say that because you can get those at Rite Aid or CVS and Walgreens. EcoTools has really great brushes. And I was also going to say, when you were talking about Black Radiance and Black Opal, you guys don't sleep on Black Opal. They have good products, and they have very pretty array of lipsticks and also their cream stick foundations. Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. They're good. A lot of makeup artists are starting to use those in their kits. Those stick foundations, they're full coverage. They have a velvety finish. They're very blendable. And, you know, if you're into custom mixing, you can custom mix colors and things like that. But those are actually really good foundations to use. So I just wanted to put that out there.
Black Opal. I'm going to say this. In my opinion, with the Black Opal, even though I did grab two of them, okay,
mm-hmm.
their lip glosses and their lip stains,
mm-hmm.
they had nice church colors. Like all of the colors, maybe these were the only ones that were left. I don't know, but they were all my mom. You know, like that.
Oh.
You know, that bronzy gold color.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about? And like the wine, the red wine color. Not quite
yes,
red, not, it was like a mauve-y, purplish.
Right.
Just, I don't hideous. But, like, I got a couple hideous colors because I figured I could mix it with something else. And it was only $1.49, so I couldn't leave it there.
Oh, you can beat that. Yeah, that's true. And you can. You can mix stuff with whatever you want and make your own color. So I do it all the time.
And if it doesn't work out, I can be a bad girlfriend. One of my friends, and they're like, girl, you got any lip gloss for me? I sure do, girl. Here, that looks good on you.
Oh my goodness.
So nice on you. I think this is exactly your color.
Right, this is your color.
This is exactly your color.
Too funny. Oh my gosh. Well, that is, I am definitely going to try out some of the Gucci products. But probably before I even do that, I am going to be waiting for my little Missing Men palette. And I'm going to try that out. But I'm pretty much satisfied with a lot of the BH Cosmetics products that I've tried. So, like I said, I have probably like 6 eyeshadow palettes from there just because they are inexpensive. You can't really beat that. And the colors are pigmented and all of that great stuff. So definitely check them out. And there's also another company, and I don't want to talk about them just yet, not until I actually get the product. They're very new. And I will say that one of the R&B divas, if you guys watch R&B divas, one of the R&B divas is the face of the brand. And I'm going to actually try some of the products. They are so, so new. So I'm going to try it out and let you guys know what I think about it once I have to get these products and try them out. So I'm looking forward to doing that as well. So I think that was pretty, that was a lot of good what's new in beauty for you guys. Make sure that you check out, look forward to Rihanna coming along soon with campaign with Dior. Make sure you pick up the Missy Lynn palette at BH Cosmetics. Also, make sure that you check out Physicians Formula Argan Oil Makeup. See if you like it. Hopefully, it doesn't, you know, negatively affect your skin. Also, do not forget to check out the new fragrance from Marc Jacobs called Mod Noir. And also for all of the aspiring makeup artists out there interested in learning how to improve your technique and see how pro makeup artists actually make over the stars and things of that nature, make sure you check out the videos posted on angelmarinolive.com. And do not forget that it is $19 a month for the subscription to see these videos, but it is saving you from paying $250 to go to one of his master classes. So definitely check that out. And on that note, we're going to go into another really quick break here. We're going to go ahead and get into some Mila J with her song Champion. And then me and Bianca will be right back after this short break, guys.
You the best, the next you my ex. I swear you try me on purpose. I swear we need a ref, but baby I am a champion. Lay back, I'll ease all the stress. I hit it from the right, hit it from the left. Lick it from the right, lick it from the left.
I want myself a break. This nigga acting cool. Bedroom like a boxing ring, at each other's necks all day. Smoking all day. Trying to get you to stay. Kissing all up on my face. Keep trying to call me babe. It's war with the roses. I hate you, I love you, I fight you, then fuck you. Sometimes I could feel like you really my nigga, but then I might fuck you. The way that we kissing, the way that you fight it, remind me of these how you sin. I'm heated, but I need it. We up in here like
Rocky.
Hey! Beat it up like rock. 2 rounds gone, red for three. Pound for pound, Frazier Ali. Need to pay per view, what I'm about to do. Boy, so gone, screaming your name. I'm so glad that you came. Get it? It's war with the roses. I hate you, I love you, I fight you, then fuck you. Sometimes I could feel like you really my nigga, but then I might fuck you. The way that we kissing, the way that you fight it, remind me of the fight you sin. I'm heated. We up in here like.
Rocky.
Hey! Beat it up like Rocky.
Look, young Bob like Rocky Balboa. I knock it out for the first round over. I'm a smoker, I'm a stoner, I'm a stroker. I got a belt, I got the title, I'm a holder. Got what you want, got what you need. I got the size, I got the speed. She hit the bell, I hit the ring. She throw it back, I bob and weave. Now she rocking on top of me. Baby, please don't stop for me. No tapping out, no time for sleep. You know what I mean, you know what I bring. I'm a Scorpio, you know what I swing. When I hit it from the right, hit it from the left. Scream it in my ear, she gon' leave me there.
No LA with it, I'm
Call in and request songs if you like them. So definitely give us a call at 646-595-4038. And if you are just tuning into the show, you know you only got 11 minutes left of this show left. But anyway, if you are just tuning into this show, you are tuned into Beauty and Beats right here on Dollhouse Radio. We air live every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, so that you know now, so you can be on time for next week. We are back. We just got through talking about what's new in beauty for you guys. Also, if you are just tuning in now, you missed the interview that we had with April, the owner of J Lux Shoes. She is a new independent shoe boutique that is currently online right now, providing you with luxurious quality products that are affordable to you. And she is an exceptional business forward woman, and she is a mom, and she was just a joy to talk to. So you guys definitely make sure that you check her out, jlux.com, and also follow her on Twitter. I've tweeted all that out, you guys, so make sure that you are following Beauty and Beats at Beauty and Beats for You, and make sure that you check out those tweets out there, and make sure that you follow JLux, Twitter, Instagram. Okay, yeah. So we're back. This is the host, Royalty. I've got my girl Bianca on the line here. So what's going on with you for this with Bianca? You know this is the, you guys, this is the final week of the season of Empire, and I had to bring this up. For any of you guys who don't know, yes, this is the last episode that is airing this Wednesday for Empire. It is a two-hour season finale, you guys. 2 hours. Oh my gosh. I cannot wait.
I know. I already planned out my nap and everything because I typically can't make it that late. So I figured out where I can squeeze in some sleep in my day so I can stay up that late. Because they pushing it all the way from, what is that, 9 until 11?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't do it, you know? So I have to. I think I figured out a way, though.
Yes, I am so excited. I cannot wait for this finale. I don't know what I'm going to do after this week is over, and it's not coming on again till next season starts, but I'll make it through, but I am super excited for this finale.
Which is the thing that's bothering me, because another one of my shows just went into a finale, and another one of my shows went in last week. You know what I mean? That was the final episode. My problem is this. Can you stop this show and then, like, you know, say, okay, we'll be back in X amount of weeks. Like, we'll be back on this date. Because I hate just hanging on to hope.
I know. And you just
then
don't
I
know,
feel
like
you guys forget about me. Like, yeah, are you guys really coming back? Like, what's the problem? Like, I just start feeling like maybe they're not going to come back. Like, Orange is the New Black. I see all of them on Instagram, and I'm like, if you guys are so busy on Instagram, when are you guys filming the new season? Like, what are you doing? You guys got a lot of free time on your hands here. I don't ever see anybody doing anything on set. What's going on?
That is so funny. I have never watched that show, and so many people tell me about it. And I'm going to have to go on Netflix,
go in the Netflix
and
yes, and watch it. It makes it so worth. Let me tell you something. I'm telling the honest and the truth. I recently just canceled my Netflix because they have not given me the Orange Is the New Black yet, and I went with Hulu. Now I'm with Hulu now because now I can watch. If I do fall asleep in the middle of Empire, I can catch it later. You know what I mean? So
that's true.
I canceled Netflix because the only thing I wanted it for was for the Orange Is the New Black. And until you and I, when I called them and canceled it, I told them that was the reason. So if you guys want to send me a personal email when it comes back, I'd appreciate it. But I will not be, because I feel like you are dragging me along in something that's never going to happen.
That is so funny. Netflix, you better get it together. Because, yeah, I see Hulu, like, on the come up. Like, they're doing, like, little commercials, like, in between Empire. They'll be like, if you miss the episode, you can get it on Hulu. So it's like,
yes,
oh, okay.
Definitely, I'm there. Yeah, because, like, I might, like, the other day I missed, like, the first 2 minutes coming
mm-hmm.
in, like, when she kicked the girl out back. You know what I mean? When she got the girl kicked out
right.
the house. And I'm like, oh, wait, I need to know exactly what you said. I get the gist of what happened, but I need to know word for word how it happened. Hulu, here I come.
Right. Oh, my gosh, that is so funny. So, yeah, a lot of people are actually switching over to Hulu. So, Netflix, come on now. I haven't left you yet, Netflix. I have not left you yet, but... Yeah, Hulu's on your heels, so you might want
to... I was ready to leave them anyway ever since they started clocking who all's watching my Netflix. Now
oh,
I got to pay for each device.
Gotcha.
That bothered me. What do you mean
aww.
I can't watch it because two other devices are watching right now?
She's like, what does that mean to me? Like, what?
Yeah, why do I have to start calling around to my friends and family? Like, excuse me, are you under my account right now? I'm going to need you to stop. I was trying to watch something.
Oh, my God. That is too funny. That reminds me, look, now that we're on our soapbox talking about stuff. So, okay, so, of course, I watch reality TV, and I've been watching R&B Divas. Love that show. So, actually, an artist that used to be in the girl Rich, used to be in the group Rich Girl, Brave. She is now part of
Never
R&B
heard of
Divas.
It.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the show or the girl?
Both, but an unknown, you say an unknown group called what?
So the group is called Rich Girl. And so now the group's been disbanded and everybody's kind of doing their own thing. Now, one of the lead singers of the group Rich Girl is Seven Streeter. And she's doing like her own solo thing right now. So Brave also comes from the group, and, you know, I follow the group and everything because I'm big on music and all that stuff. And so,
how did you hear of them?
So they
where
used to
did
have
you find
this,
them?
Sorry, where did you find them? So, no, seriously, when I first saw them, they used to have this song like called like 24s or something like that. I can't even think of how it goes right now. But I used to always hear it on the radio out here. And I liked the song, but there was never a video for it or anything. I just kept hearing the song. So I was researching one day, look at me, researching. I'm like, who sings this song? Because I love the song. So I researched and I found out that the group Rich Girl sings the song. So they was like, well, do they have a video
for it? They must live
around
your way.
No. They do not. They are nowhere near the Midwest, you guys. They are not over here. So I'm
Angela,
gonna
is it your cousin? Are you trying to do a little commercial for your cousin? It's okay.
I am not.
Everybody body album will come out with him.
No.
It's Angela people.
You They are not my people. Don't listen to Bianca, y'all. Do not listen to Bianca.
These are baby cousins, y'all.
That
they don't come
so
out
funny.
Next week.
Oh, my gosh. But look, so, you know, I followed the group or whatever, and they had, like, another song that was called Swagger Right. Look it up, Bianca. So this The one song is 24 by Rich Girl, and then they had another song that they actually had a video to that was called Swagger Right. Okay, and Fabulous is in the video. So anywho, so the group just banned it because obviously they did not get the airplay or push that they should have gotten, so they're doing their solo thing. So anyway, let's fast forward really quickly. So Brave is now R&B diva because she's a solo artist, and she's an independent artist right now, and she's trying to get a major distribution deal. So she's teamed up with Music Choice, and she's launched this new video. Okay, so here's my dilemma. So Music Choice used to be with U-verse. So I just found out like a week ago, because the music channels were not there, that Music Choice left U-verse. So I cannot watch the new video because AT&T is no longer with U-verse. And even if you get the app downloaded to your phone from Music Choice or you go on the Music Choice website, they make you put in a cable provider to view the video.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, and it's funny because I totally disregarded when Raphael was here and he was talking about like something about the cable providers or whatever he was talking about, and I completely disregarded it. But it's the same thing with ABC, because like I was saying, I can't stay up that late for a lot of my shows. So I like to backtrack. Like, you can go to ABC.com or NBC.com and things like that to catch up. Now you have to verify your cable provider, which is a nuisance. And ABC, you actually have to subscribe. So
that's
I would need to
saying.
Upgrade my cable service.
See, and I don't like that.
Upgrade my cable service. Yeah. Me either.
I went on Music Choice, and I'm thinking I'm slick, right? I'm on the website, like, oh, I'll just pick a cable provider. So I pick one. They're like, can you log in with your account? I'm like, are you serious? Really?
Yes. Yes. I don't understand what's going on. But, yeah, I thought that was odd because I'm like, these are supposed to be, like, free, this network TV. Why am I now having to upgrade my cable service to get this extra feature?
Right.
Like, why am I having to force myself to stay awake later at night so I can watch the show when it first airs instead of, because I rely on that.
Yeah, see, and that's so crazy.
Fall asleep.
That is so crazy to me. Really quickly, you guys, and we're about to end the show, but I just want to say that I did, I tweeted at Brave and Music Choice, and I let them know that I could not see the video, and I also put in a complaint on the Music Choice website because I was like, okay, I get it, you're not with AT&T anymore, but if I download your app to my phone or I go onto your website, I don't see why I need to put in my cable provider to view the video on your website. So I hope that they change it, because that means that you guys are preventing customers who have a cable provider that cannot view the video, they can't view the video. And that is taking Brave's ratings down. So I just wanted to say that, and I'm off my soapbox now. So. But anyway, guys, we have come to the end of the show. We've actually gone over just a little bit. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Beauty and Beast. Again, we are live every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern, again, 6 p.m. Central and 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Make sure that you follow us on Twitter at Beauty and Beast for You. That's Beauty, the letter N, Beats, the number 4, and the letter U. I don't know why they picked a simpler Twitter handle, but that's what it is. And, you know, just check us out every week. We always have new beauty stuff. We try to get some more great guests on for you guys to check out as well. So keep tuning in to us. Bianca, I'll let you go ahead and throw out your Twitter handle.
Bianca Moore, XXX. That's BiancaMooreXXX.
All right, you guys.
I think I said too many, but it's three X's.
You guys get it. You just pop it in.
Yeah, it'll figure it out for you.
That is too funny. So, all right, guys. So we are about to get out of here. We will see you next week. Make sure that you check out jlux.com. And, yeah, if anybody tries out the Gucci before I do, let me know so that I won't have to spend my money. So, anyway, have a good Sunday, you guys. Have a great week. And we will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.